Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm Laura Adams, and I'm on a mission to help you live rich and love the journey. This week, I'll answer a great question about doing a reverse rollover that came in from a show listener. But first, I'm really glad to announce that I recently completed a pretty big project, which was redesigning my personal website at lauradadams.com. I'm still tweaking it here and there, but I hope you'll check it out and let me know what you think. I thought the tools page turned out really well. That's something I'm continually updating as I find the best recommendations for you. And I'm still offering 2 free chapters from my book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. So if you haven't gotten those yet, don't miss it. And of course, there's a contact page on lauradadams.com where you can send me your comments and money questions. That's exactly what Michael did, who sent me this question, and I took the liberty of shortening it just a little for the show. He says, "When I left my company last year, I rolled over my old 401k into a traditional IRA. This week, I accepted a new job with a great company that offers a 401k with matching funds. Should I reverse roll over the funds from my IRA into my new 401k when I'm eligible to participate?" Congratulations on your new job, Michael. In this episode, I'll answer that great question by explaining what a reverse rollover is, who should consider one, and the 10 main pros and cons to keep in mind before pulling the trigger. So let's jump right in. If you're a regular Money Girl listener, you've probably heard of a retirement account rollover. It's when you withdraw assets or cash from one retirement plan and move some or all of it into another plan. As long as you complete a rollover within 60 days, it is not taxable. But if you miss that deadline, watch out. You'll have to pay income tax on any amounts that were not previously taxed. Plus, you'll typically also have to pay an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty if you're younger than age 59 and a half, unless you qualify for an exception. I'll cover some penalty exceptions a little later in the show. Rollovers are most commonly done after you leave a job and you're no longer eligible to participate in the company's retirement plan, just like what Michael mentioned in his question. Instead of just leaving money with your old employer, you can move it into an IRA that you control. So doing the opposite by moving money from an IRA into your workplace retirement account is known as a reverse rollover. While retirement plans are not required to accept incoming rollovers, many do. Whether you should do a reverse rollover depends on whether you'll get more benefit from having all your money in a workplace plan or spreading it out between a workplace plan and an IRA. Retirement accounts come with different rules and benefits. So once you understand the main differences between an IRA and a typical workplace plan, you'll know what's best for your situation. Here are 5 main pros for doing a reverse rollover by moving money from your IRA into a workplace retirement account. Pro number 1, consolidating accounts. If you're like me, the idea of simplifying your financial life makes your heart sing. If consolidating all or a majority of your retirement investments in a workplace plan will keep you more organized, well, that's a terrific benefit. By moving your IRA funds into your 401k or 403b, you can keep an eye on all of your retirement money in one place. Pro number 2, getting earlier withdrawals. If you're thinking about early retirement, you may be able to get your money out of a workplace plan sooner with no tax liability than out of an IRA. That's because some workplace plans allow you to take penalty-free withdrawals at age 55 instead of having to wait until the official retirement age of 59 and a half. But you have to keep your money in your former employer's plan to do that. You can't roll it over into an IRA. Now, on the other hand, with an IRA, you can never take penalty-free withdrawals at age 55. You've got to wait until age 59 and a half. Pro number three, retiring later. But what if you love working for your employer and have no plans to retire early? Well, with a traditional IRA, you must begin taking withdrawals and paying tax on required minimum distributions at age 70 and a half, no matter what. But that's not the case with a workplace plan. If you're still working at age 70 and a half, you don't have to take minimum distributions until you actually retire. So doing a reverse rollover gives you advantages if you want to retire early or retire late. Pro number four, getting loans. Workplace retirement plans are not required to offer loans to participants, but many do. This is not the case with an IRA because loans are never allowed with an IRA. With a workplace retirement loan, you can typically borrow 50% of your vested account balance, up to $50,000, without having to pay an early withdrawal penalty if you're younger than age 59 and a half. However, you still have to pay interest on a loan from your 401k or 403b, which gets added to your account balance, so you're actually paying interest to yourself. The loan plus interest must generally be repaid within 5 years, or any outstanding balance will be considered an early withdrawal. For more information about taking a loan from a 401k, I did a podcast a while back. It's episode number 191, called Should You Take a 401k Loan? Pro number five, more protection from creditors. Qualified workplace retirement plans get some nice federal protections that don't apply to IRAs, thanks to a law called ERISA. This law keeps your 401k and in some cases your 403b safe from creditors, even if you declare bankruptcy. There are some protections for IRAs. However, they vary from state to state. For instance, a creditor may be able to seize your IRA depending on your financial situation and how much money is in the account. I covered more about legal protections for 401ks in a recent podcast, which is episode number 385. It's called Seven Pros and Cons of Investing in a 401k Retirement Plan at Work. So if you missed that one, be sure to go back and listen. Now let's cover the other side of this issue, which are the disadvantages of doing a reverse rollover. Here are five main cons that may tip the scales in favor of leaving your money in an IRA instead of moving it into a workplace plan. Con number one, less control. With a retirement plan at work, you can only make withdrawals when you have a specific qualified hardship, such as needing money to avoid foreclosure or to pay for a funeral. Hardship withdrawals are still subject to the 10% penalty that I previously mentioned. On the other hand, with an IRA, you can take a withdrawal at any time and for any reason, as long as you're prepared to pay income tax and the 10% penalty, with some exceptions that I'll cover next. Con number two, fewer penalty exceptions. So as I mentioned, with an IRA, not only can you make a withdrawal for any reason, but there are some exceptions to the 10% penalty that come with an IRA that you will not get with a workplace plan. If you make an IRA withdrawal for the following three reasons, you will have to pay income tax, but you get to avoid the 10% early withdrawal penalty. So these include higher education costs, a down payment for your first home, and health insurance premiums if you're unemployed. So higher education costs might be tuition, books, equipment, supplies, and room and board for you, your spouse, your children, or your grandchildren. And a down payment for your first home can be up to $10,000, as long as you or your spouse did not own a principal residence during the past 2 years. And health insurance premiums are only in a situation where you're unemployed. So if you have those three reasons to take a withdrawal from your IRA, you get to avoid the 10% early withdrawal penalty, but you will still have to pay income tax. Con number three, limited investment choices. Having all your retirement money in a workplace plan means that you're limited to its menu of investment choices. They might be more or less extensive than choices in your IRA. Every retirement plan is different, so take a look at the investment options and make sure there's plenty of variety to give you a well-diversified portfolio. Con number four, fees may be higher. With a workplace plan, you're stuck with its fee schedule. Due to the administrative responsibilities of a 401k or a 403b, they're relatively expensive to run. Higher account fees can erode your investment earnings over time. On the other hand, with an IRA, you have freedom to shop around for the best plan that has the lowest fees and the most attractive investment options. So compare the expense ratios and fees in your IRA and 401k to evaluate whether a reverse rollover makes sense. And con number five, less account diversity. If you roll over your IRA into your workplace plan, well, you won't have an IRA to contribute to. But if you keep your IRA in place, you can contribute to both accounts each year. However, depending on your income, contributions to a traditional IRA may not be fully deductible when you're also covered by a workplace plan. I won't include all the details here in the podcast, but I did put some additional information in the transcript for this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for show number 388 called What is a Reverse Rollover for Your 401k? So I'll sum up and answer Michael's question about whether he should do a reverse rollover with a general recommendation. I tend to lean toward the option of keeping an IRA in place and starting with fresh contributions into a new workplace retirement plan. Michael mentioned that his new 401k would have matching, which is really great. But you never get matching on funds that you roll over into a workplace plan, only on your new contributions. If your IRA is not impressive compared to your employer's plan, another option is to roll it over into a better IRA with lower fees, more investment choices, or more convenience.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. If you're enjoying the show, I'd really appreciate you taking a minute to post a short 5-star review on iTunes. I want to call out a listener who did just that under username Jiblalove, I think. He or she says, "This podcast has changed my life. Laura, I've lost track of how many of your ideas I've implemented. Thank you for keeping things so simple." Thank you for downloading the show. I'm really glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. See Prosper's site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.